the little crabs are called that carry their houses on their backs? It's called what? Their house is a shell. Do you know what the little crab's called? Okay, here's a picture. Hermit crab. You guys might want to come a little closer. You might want to come a little closer. He's in his little shell. Okay, let me see if I can scoot back so everybody can see. Okay. Hermit crabs have five sets of legs, feet. So if you can come closer and look at this picture. If you see the ones in front here, and you notice the one on the right is way bigger than the one on the left, those are his claw feet. And it's not just because he uses it to bite. When that hermit crab goes inside his shell, and he snuggles down in there, and he puts that big claw in the opening of the shell, it's like a door, and it protects him and keeps him safe. And you see these, oops, you see these little legs here? These two sets are his middle legs, and that's what he walks with. But what you can't see is he has two more sets in the back of his body that are inside his little house. This little shell is his house. And when he has those legs inside the shell, it helps him stay inside that shell so he doesn't get pulled out. This is his new little shell that he's looking at trying to decide, do I want that for a house? And he did. It fit him perfectly. Okay. So hermit crabs are not like the Dungeness crabs, the big crabs that we have in the ocean that people eat. They don't have a shell all over their body. They have a very soft little body. Can you guys see that picture? That's a soft little body that he has. And see how his tummy is all swirled and spiraled? That's so that he can snug down in that shell and stay in there and not get pulled out. So when the hermit crab grows, he does the same thing as a spider. His skin gets tight, he grows, and then his skin splits, and underneath is a nice new skin. And he sheds that outer skin, just like a spider does.
And a snake.
It's called molting. Can you guys say that? Molting. Molting, yeah. And they keep molting as they grow. But guess what else gets too small besides their skin? Their house. So when their house gets too small and they can't fit their whole body in there and be protected and safe, they have to go look for a new shell for a home. Now, if they can't find one, they might even use a piece of wood with a hole in it, or a tin can, anything that they can snuggle down into and be safe. Or they might just keep their old shell, because it's better to have a little shell than no shell, because if they don't have any protection, then the sun will cook them, they'll die, or another ocean animal will eat them. Like a fish. Okay, so say that a hermit crab, like a shark would do that too, yeah. So if their shell is too small and they have to go find a new home, and they find a shell, if it fits, they'll keep it. If not, they wait. But when a new shell washes up on the shore and a little hermit crab needs a new home, he will go up to that shell that just washed in, and he'll look at it and he'll check it out. And if it works, he'll get inside it, and that's his new home. But if not, he hunkers down back in his own little shell, close to the shell that washed in, and he'll wait. And then pretty soon, all these other little hermit crabs that need new shells, they will come walking up to that new shell that washed in, and they'll check it out. And if it works for one of them, they'll take it. But if not, they hunker down by that new shell, and they wait. But what they do while they're waiting is they form a chain. So, let's see. Can I have a couple of you to help? Just need three of you. Okay, Ethan, come here, babe. Okay, turn this way. Turn this way. Okay, so the first crab would stand there. Now, he's the biggest one of all of them that came, so we probably should have done it the other way. But, and then the next crab would come, and he would put his little legs.
legs on the crab in front of him, and the next one would come and put his little legs on the one in front and the next one. And they would do this all the way and from the biggest one to the littlest one, and they would make a crab chain. And they will wait up to 8 hours for another crab to come and fill that shell that's in the very front. It has to be a much bigger crab. So they're waiting and waiting, and finally that new crab comes, and he's big. And does he get at the back? He goes all the way to the front, and he looks at that shell, and he checks it out. Is this going to work for me? Oh, it's going to work. And so he gets out of his first shell, and he climbs into the shell right in the front. Stay right there, honey. And then the next crab gets out of his shell, and he takes that big crab shell. And the next crab goes to the next shell, and the next crab goes to the next shell, all the way down from the biggest one to the littlest one. You guys, thank you. Good job. And that's how they all get a new shell. But if another crab comes along that wasn't a part of that chain, he may knock one of them out of that chain and steal their shell, because hermit crabs are very aggressive. They will gang up on each other and pull a crab out of its shell and fight over that shell. They will even kill a little fish that they see in a shell that they want. And I thought when I read that, wow, people are like that too. We do the same thing. We gang up on people and we fight with them and we want to hurt them to get what we want. But guess what? Today I have something for you, your own little bag of shells, because I want you to remember how the hermit crab lives, but also, more importantly, I want you to remember that we are a lot like hermit crabs.
We need a home.
You're exactly right, and that's what I was going to talk about. We need a home. We live in this world, and we get uncomfortable and tired of this world when we come to Jesus and he's in our life and we become like him. This world isn't so fun anymore, and we want a new home. We are looking and waiting for Jesus to come back and take us to the new home that he's prepared for us. But like that little crab that had to wait for the big crab to come, we have to patiently wait and watch for Jesus to come. But I promise you, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. And he is going to take us home and lead us, just like that big crab led all those other little crabs to a new home. He's going to do the same thing for us. Well, you guys want to go?
Yep.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be the coolest ride you've ever could even imagine. So let's pray, and we'll thank God for our new home, and then I'll give you your shells. And I don't know that I'll have time to show you. Maybe we'll see how it goes. If I don't have time to show you here after church, come back in the area over there where the big windows are and the big painting, and I'll show you some really cool big shells that I have. One of them is my great-grandmother's. It's a little one, but it's pretty cool. Okay, does anybody say the prayer? Okay, we'll all pray. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, what beautiful things you have waiting for us in heaven. What a beautiful, perfect home you have for us. We are so longing for your son Jesus to come and take us back. Give us patience to wait. Give us patience to wait on you. But Father, while we're waiting, help us to keep looking, looking, and looking for your son to come. Help us keep sharing, 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 like the little crabs shared their shells. Help us to share Jesus so that we can have a people chain that love Jesus and go home with him. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray.